Let's bring in Mike Fisher on the Fan Cam. If you search Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch or go to 105throughthefan.com, you can see Michael right now joining us here on the Home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ. DFW Sports Station is 105.3 The Fan. Fish, does the signing of a fourth tight end in Jeremy Sprinkle, well, let's start off here. What did you make of Chris Morrison, who's tight with Jerry, saying that Jerry Jones was infatuated with Florida tight end slash receiver slash weapon Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, weapon. First of all, Sean, you're very insightful to note that Chris Morrison has a pipeline to Jerry. There's only a handful of media people that can call Jerry Jones on what used to be a flip phone, and Mort is one of them. I think Mort said that on the air, basically said Jerry's infatuated with Kyle Pitts and would like to trade up for him. And then I think Mort realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that in such a newsy way. Maybe that was just supposed to be more conversational. So then Mort adds, so I think Jerry will trade Irvin, Larry Allen, and Emmett Smith for him, trying to make a joke out of it. But I don't think it's a joke. I think that this doesn't mean the organization is going to go wildcatting, but I think Jerry's admiration and infatuation for that player is real. And why not? He's the second best player in the draft.
But you said trade up?
Yeah, there's no way that you're getting Kyle Pitts at 10. You'd have to call Atlanta at 4, and you'd have to call Cincinnati at 5. And the Cowboys wouldn't be doing their homework. I don't have confirmation that this has happened, but they wouldn't be doing their due diligence if they didn't touch base with the Falcons and the Bengals.
I just don't understand why Chris Mortensen would have said that unless Jerry wanted to float something out there, create a stir. Mortensen's been around long enough. He's not going to make a mistake in betraying Jerry's trust. You know, I don't think so. I don't really understand unless Jerry just wanted to rile people up in the news or make people call up to 10 if somehow, some way Kyle Pitts dropped down there. Because a lot of these recent mock draft fish have Slater, maybe Pitts, both corners, one of the quarterbacks. Like the two latest mocks that I saw from Mike Tannenbaum, who went on G-Bag the other day, and Tom McShay, sets up perfectly for a Cowboys trade down.
That's certainly possible, but look at the Bengals at 5, first of all, on Pitts. And Joe Burrow is saying, let's go get an LSU wide receiver. Well, instead of that, why don't we get a superior player to help you? And then in Atlanta, with new management there, they're going to have to decide, and I don't think they have it. Should we get Matt Ryan a weapon, or we should get a Matt Ryan replacement? Sean, I think you're right about the possibility that Jerry just likes to connect himself to glitzy toys. It's why the Johnny Manziel story is still out there, even though there's almost no validity to it at all. Jerry does like that. Could Chris Mortensen have slipped up just a little bit? You're right. He's been doing this a long time. But, Sean, remember that one time you made a mistake on the air? I mean, even the most polished pros sometimes have one slip out.
But Jeremy Sprinkle does not affect anything.
Good God.
Right?
I saw somebody write that, and I assumed they're just joking. Jeremy Sprinkle has 33 catches in his four-year NFL lifetime. He's a third-string Washington tight end who they didn't want back. He's got some ability as a blocking tight end, kind of. You know what his biggest attraction to me is and to them? Guess where he went to college?
Arkansas.
So the Joneses probably like Jeremy Sprinkle more than anybody else in the building.
Kyle Pitts left 33 catches before the bye week.
I don't mind saying, hey, we have Dalton Schultz as a backup tight end, and we have Blake Jarwin, and he's going to be good. I don't mind that argument saying, so therefore, let's not overpay for another tight end. But Jeremy Sprinkle has nothing to do. They're the same human being as Kyle Pitts.
If Pitts, Slater, and Surtain are on the board at 10, and the Cowboys stay in there and make a pick, do you think that they go Pitts, a CeeDee Lamb 2.0 draft like last year?
If they stay true to what their word is, which is we're going to draft the best player, which is the only way to do it, then that is by far Pitts. And we'll worry about, boy, we sure could use a blank. Well, we'll go get one another way. You know,
like a defense?
Still sitting on the board in free agency and maybe now waiting until after the draft, maybe, are still 10 NFL cornerbacks who would come here and start, including Sherman, including Hayward. So I don't have to worry about, oh, I've got to get a starter for 2021 at cornerback right now when I can get a guy that projects to be maybe an all-time talent at tight end.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. Let's get to Swipe Gate or Romo Gate with the possibility of the number changes in the NFL. Jalen Smith and CeeDee Lamb, let it be known, they'd like to go back to their college numbers. Jalen, number 9. CeeDee, number 2. Before we get to any of that, who would Jerry care more about changing? Giving Jalen his boy Tony's number, even though you're going to get more jersey sales, or this whole 88 fantasy that Jerry forced Lamb into, would he care more about CeeDee changing from 88 to 2 or Jalen getting his son's number?
The first thing I did when I saw that story, first thing I did was text Jalen Smith. And I did get back in a group text, and I did get back the suggestion that maybe he's just having fun with the idea. But the second thing I thought was, this is a Sean Sharif.
Wait, who else is on that? Who else is on that group text with you and Jalen Smith?
But didn't you, when this story came, Sean? Didn't you just salivate and how you're going to be able to do segments on 9 dream. Romo, 88, 2 oh. CeeDee, Jalen?
Oh, dream.
This much is true. The Romo thing, you know, the Jones family thing. Romo's third son is named Jones. That's his first name. And I talked to Stephen Jones the other day, and he goes, I've heard you say that on the air, Fish. He goes, actually, they call him Jonesy, which is what they call Stephen. So Stephen's trying to say, you know, he's named after me. The baby's named after me. Jonesy Romo. So he is absolutely a member of the family. Tony is. Jerry thinks, of course, he's Tom Cruise from Top Gun, you know, like riding a motorcycle, and he's a fighter pilot, and he can turn Kelly McGinnis straight. That's how powerful.
Cheat, Mike.
That's the power.
No.
That's the power of Romo in a bomber's jacket. So,
Mike's about to go on a longer vacation Mike, than he thinks. After
we'll see you, man. Jeez.
So there is zero chance that Jalen Smith is getting number 9. We know how the Cowboys number tradition works here, and it's pretty quirky and cool and weird. They don't retire 8, 12, 22, and 74. They just don't give it to you. They honor you with 94 and 88. So nobody has approached upstairs yet. Nobody's approached the equipment managers, and nobody's approached upstairs. I did have somebody in the organization tell me that these decisions go way upstairs. Sean, on CeeDee Lamb changing numbers, before Jerry can beat him up about it, he's going to have three other guys beaten up about getting out of Club 88. That would be Drew, Michael, and Dez.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Mavs insider right here on 105.3 The Fan. So you don't think Jalen would get 9, and it doesn't sound like you think CeeDee would go to number 2. You're saying both of them will be nixed.
I think the guys are playing with the ideas. I think they're having fun with the ideas. In the case of Jalen, he grew up wearing number 9. Wore it in college, wore it in high school. I get it. But to the Joneses, 9 belongs in that same group, I promise you. The fun question about this,
Sean,
is,
how are they going to tell CeeDee you can't move your number? If the number's available, the player gets the number he wants.
No.
What do you mean no? What is this? Is this North Korea? This isn't Russia. You get whatever you want.
By saying, is this North Korea, I think you just out-controversied me on Kelly McGinnis. But that's a story for another day. Chop, if players got the number they wanted, CeeDee Lamb would already be number 2 last year.
He was coerced into it, talked into it. And you know what? Now it's his decision. He can move numbers again. He didn't have to stay. It's not like it's a retired. Like, I get with number 9. Like, you could say it's a soft retirement. But there's no retirement on number 2. I couldn't even tell you the last number 2 this team's had.
Yeah, and of course, the Cowboys don't do retirements, but they do legacies. Let's call it that. There's an 88 legacy. There's a 94 legacy. There's an 8, 12, 22, and 74 legacy. And that's – CeeDee Lamb is not bigger than the program. CeeDee Lamb is not dictating to the Joneses, here's what we're going to do with our numbers. I agree with you that maybe he should be able to, but that's not the way this is going to work. Sean, one more thing on this. when people talk about how Jalen is so divisive, and of course you just referred to him as Swipe, and he's a divisive force. Is he more divisive than Tony Romo was for 15 years? Is Tony Romo is divisive too, just not to Jerry and Steven.
What's up with KJ Wright? Not happening.
It's so confounding to me. He was the Seattle linebacker standout, 31, can still play. He so wants to come here. Wanted and wants to come here. And they had a conversation with his agent, Todd France. They talked about ideas of years, 2 years, 1 year, what do you want to do? And then the Cowboys never took it beyond that. And I talked to somebody in the Cowboys organization who said, we just think two things. One, we think he plays the same position kind of as Jalen and Leighton Vander Esch, and we really think we're solid there. And two, in terms of an additional guy, we just signed Keanu Neal as a sub-package master. Now, a couple of things. So you don't need three linebackers because you already have Jalen and Leighton? I don't get that. Not to the point where you don't even make a contractual financial offer. And two, Keanu Neal's never played linebacker. I hope this works, but Keanu Neal's a better linebacker than KJ Wright? There's no evidence of that. Dan Quinn has so much support in this building. He pounded the table for both those guys. Maybe you can only pound the table so much and win.
How bad was that Mavs loss last night to the Rockets, and why didn't Porzingis attempt a shot in the fourth quarter after having 23 and 11 after three?
Yeah, I don't know what's more painful, the loss, which you just beat the best team in Utah, and you went down there and lost to maybe the worst team. That's part and parcel, I think, frankly, for what the Mavericks are. So that's bad. Not finding a way to get Porzingis the ball in the fourth quarter, that's bad. And then Porzingis' reaction afterwards, which I just put up at Fish Sports on Twitter, the passive-aggressive, the rolling of the eyes and the scratching of the ear and the mumbling and the waiting 10 seconds before answering the question. I think that's bad. Although, I guess you could spin this and say, Porzingis, even with his wrist, wants the ball, wants to play, give him the ball. It would have been a better way to lose had a hot Kristaps Porzingis missed the game losing shot rather than lose it the way they did.
Man, the ear scratch is the most underrated aspect of that whole thing. That is such – I am no body language expert, keyword I am. That is huge. That ear scratch. You cannot get past the ear scratch.
It's the same as when I'm on the fan cam and I see Choppy looking that way. That means he's lying.
Yeah.
Of course, when Choppy's also looking that way, and that way, he might also be lying.
In fact, I am lying. Just about all the time.
Are you going somewhere on vacation? Is it a staycation? Are you going out of town to where else could be a freezing cold place this time of year, like your last Minnesota vacation?
My wife insists that we tell you it's a staycation, that we're going to be here, because we don't want Choppy to think we have a vacant house. Or the next thing you know, we'll have a bunch of Choppies in our swimming pool. Nobody wants that.
Oh, so Marcia,
I don't even know where you live.
Marcia thinks your house is going to get robbed.
And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that nobody knows where I live.
I thought Fish furnished your house, Choppy. You went over there and got, like, his Christmas tree and everything.
I got one thing. I got a broken armoire, which I paid for, and then I donated to, like Goodwill, like, the next week because it was broke.
Okay.
And I know how to fix it.
And then you didn't come over and pick up another lovely item. And you know what that broke? My heart.